Shnaya Mirka. We're learning the secret of Shnaya Mirka ve'echad Targum. How the three dimensions of Torah study, twice Mikra and once Targum, correspond to three levels of understanding. And first we learned that Targum is the lowest level, and then the Maharal had a great chiddush and said that maybe Targum, because it's not even a language, and it conveys ideas that can't even be put into words, and angels don't speak Targum, so maybe Targum is in fact the highest level. But either way, the idea of revealed, concealed, and utterly beyond is true about all aspects of Torah, and it's true about every person. Right? We have the part of ourself that we can see. We have the part of ourself that we try to understand. It's more deep. And there's a dimension of self that's completely beyond our grasp. That's the Olam Haba within the person, like we spoke about last time. Okay, so Mikol Makom. Hadvar mevu'arim ki ha-Torah hazos gavoa al gavoa u'madrega al madrega yesh la'ad Olam Haba. The bottom line is, from all that we've explained, says the Maharal, is that the Torah has many, many layers. It's gavoa al gavoa, paraphrasing a lashon of the pasuk in Koheles, right? It's level upon level. It's heights upon heights. Madrega upon madrega. Madrega upon madrega. Ad olam haba, until you reach olam haba. V'harei hisvayer kol hadvarim. Sha'af im nirim divrei Torah kedvarim pechusim od. And again, all of this is to clarify to us that even if at times we look at elements of Torah and they seem to be rather mundane or rather lowly, im kol zeh megiyam ad olam haba. We have to remind ourselves, no matter what aspect of Torah we're being oseken, connecting to, whatever aspect of mitzvah or Torah we're connecting to, it's merely a portal to reach to the heights of heaven, to reach olam haba. V'harei limud ha-Torah misyaches al adam. And again, this comparison that we continue to think about, the relationship between Torah and a person, the depths and the layers of a person, the depths and the layers of the Torah. Ki kmo sha adam afshu ba'olam hazeh hagashmi. And the mashal is very fitting. The same way a person physically exists in a very real way in this world, v'hu basar v'dam, and he's made of flesh and blood, and yet somehow we believe that the me that's here, now again, obviously the body doesn't come to olam haba, although That really depends how we talk about Olam Haba. If we're talking about Olam HaNeshamos, then obviously the body doesn't come to such a place. If we talk about Olam Haba as maybe this perfect harmonious existence of body and soul even in this world, then maybe even the body does come along. That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What is Olam Haba? Is it a purely spiritual existence, or is it an eternal physical and spiritual existence? But either way, the point is that my body now is a davar gashmi, and yet it still has a shaychus, it still has an ability to attach itself, to connect itself, to serve as a means, as a ladder, to get to olam haba. And therefore, zochel olam haba shu mesulak min hagashmi. Somehow my body, my existence, as a physical existence in this world, somehow can get me to olam haba. Kach haTorah. Similarly, the same thing can be said for Torah. Even though when a person is involved in mitzvos, the mitzvos themselves are dvarim gashmiim. Yagia al yedeza al hamayla elyona. A person climbs through the mitzvos to the heights of heaven, shu pnimias haTorah, to the inner dimensions of Torah, v'davak b'shem hazeh heim sodei haTorah. And it's there that we cling to the name of Hashem, which is the secrets of the Torah. Now, that's an interesting line. Not going to go into it too much right now. Not that I have so much to say on it, but I think there's a lot to think about there. That we refer to Hashem's name as corresponding to the secrets of Torah. Now, what is a person's name? A name is a person's essence. We've said many, many times that the Baal Shem Tov explained that the word neshama, nun, shin, mem, hey, the inner two letters, the inner essence of the neshama is shem, is one's name. And therefore, your name contains, in some form, the inner essence of your being. There's a Ruach HaKodesh that parents have in naming a child. So when we attach ourselves to the name of Hashem, we're attaching ourselves to Hashem's essence. And the essence of Torah, again, is not the lavush, is not the garment, it's not the stories, or even the mitzvot as they appear superficially, but rather it's the sodos HaTorah, it's the pnimius HaTorah. And therefore, when we study Torah, we're involved in the greatest of things. Even if it seems, again, to be something that's not practical, something that's physicality, things of this world. Kmo nezek shor ubor v'kiyotze b'ze. Because it would be inappropriate for us to say, when we're studying physical concepts, whether it's the damages caused by an ox, or a bull, or a wild animal, or a person twisting their ankle in a pit in the middle of the street, or a fire, or this, or that. Again, all the avos nezikin of the beginning of Maseches Bava Kamma. It would be inappropriate to say she'ein lecha esek b'dvarim hapnimim. It would be inappropriate to assume that by studying it, I'm only touching the outermost edge of it. I have to realize that everything that I'm touching is connected to that inner world. Because if it's impossible for a person to reach from the outer edge to the innermost dimension, or from the lowest to the highest, so then how could a human being ever have a portion in Olam Haba? How could Basar V'dam, how could flesh and blood ever achieve Olam Haba? It must be that the same way that my outer surface is flesh and blood, but my inner surface is a chelek eloka mimal, is a divine spark, the same thing is true with Torah. That the Torah has its outer dimension and the Torah has its inner dimension. Just as the neshama, which is transcendent, stands within the body, and at the same time the neshama, like the sulam of Yaakov Avinu's dream that's coming up, is able to have its feet on the ground and reach to the heights of heaven, so too, kach kasher osig b'dvarim gashpim, when I study the physical reality as seen through the lens of Torah, yesh lo dveikus b'pnimiyas haTorah, whether you realize it or not, you are touching the inner dimensions of Torah, u'megia ad olam ha'elyon, and you're reaching to the highest of realms. And again, you don't have to even understand it fully. You don't have to understand how I'm able to touch it. Obviously, again, there are svarim that help us to try to understand what, in fact, I'm making contact with. But by definition, if I'm touching the outside, the famous mashal of the Baal HaTanya about, you know, when a person hugs the king in his garments, right, you're hugging the king even though you're not touching his body directly. You're touching the garments, which are surrounding the body, which are surrounding the soul. But again, when you make contact, it permeates, on a certain sense, all the way through to the deepest dimension. And if they believe, the philosophers believe, that there's an advantage to wisdom, to the study of philosophy, because it deals with what? It investigates dvarim gedolim v'chashuvim, big things, important things. Again, the heavens above, the constellations, the angels, etc. And the Torah speaks about, again, plain things, regular things. So I've told you again, and I've clarified to you, that it's the opposite. Even though the Torah appears to deal with lesser things, the Torah, again, on the outside, is connected to the Torah on the inside. And therefore, the study of Torah necessitates the attachment to the deepest of all chachmah. And even if, again, the one who's studying doesn't fully understand how that is so, says the Maharal, if you're touching the clothing, then the clothing is touching the body. And the body is touching the soul. So when you touch, again, the outermost layer, whether you realize it or not, you may not be able to feel it from your vantage point, from your perspective. You can't fully grasp it. But to realize, whether you realize it or not, to at least realize it in an abstract sense, that a person is making contact with the innermost dimension. So whether you realize it or not, when you make contact with Torah or mitzvahs in this world, you're touching, you're making contact with Olam Haba. Again, like Corey's question last week, and I mentioned that Gemara in Brachos, Olamecha tira bechayecha, to be able to see your Olam Haba while you're still in Olam Hazeh. Well, we experience that every time we study Torah or do a mitzvah. V'yesh la'adam limud kafi erecha adam. Did I just skip? Okay, good. And obviously, just again, like there are different people. Some people, you can sense that they're more spiritual by nature, that they're more developed spiritually. So the same thing is true with the way that we study. When I study, I could study more superficially, I could study more deeply. The learning of Torah, again, corresponds to the depth of that person. Asher hu gam kein ha'adam ha'gashmi, v'im kol zeh mitzad ha'neshama yesh la'adam dveikas l'mayla l'mayla. So again, the Torah parallels, this parallel he keeps emphasizing, that Torah is the perfect fit for us as human beings, as Jews, and therefore, in accordance with the person, so too is the Torah that corresponds to that individual. V'chein kasher oseg b'dvarim shehem guf, mischaber Torah zos ba'asag el'yona, uvizeh hutra ha'she'ela gamkein. So again, this is the answer to the philosophers, who want to say that when you study Torah, you're involved in lowly things, and when we study philosophy, we're studying the loftiest things. But the loftiest things that they're studying still have limitations, and the Torah that we're studying, while rooted, again, in this reality, in the physical reality, reaches the infinite heights of heaven. Harei lefanecha dvarim nechabadim v'yakarmo. So this is very, very fundamental, says the Maharal, to having an understanding of what we're doing here in this world. Sheshuv lo yelecha safe ki ma tov chalkeinu umana'im goralenu asher nasan Hashem yisbarach lanu esek haTorah. We should feel so fortunate that Hashem has given us the Torah, again, as a means of attaching ourselves to Him. But if you really want to understand, again, the full greatness of the opportunity to study Torah, I want to circle back, says the Maharal, to what we spoke about in the earlier prakim. Because these last couple of prakim, I've been explaining to you how the Torah is the epitome of Yosher, how the Torah is the Gezeras Hashem, it's the decree of Hashem, how the Torah helps to define the Tzura of a person, how the Torah is the garment which contains within it all of the secrets. But says the Maharal, let's circle back a little bit. Ki haTorah hazos motzia ha'adam min hateva, ara sheyesh lo dveikos bo yisbarach. More simply than all, when you study Torah, forget the fact that the outer layer of Torah allows me to touch the inner layer of Torah, the secrets of Torah, the pnimiyas haTorah. More simply, says the Maharal, let's go back, let's remind ourselves we learned in the introduction to the Sefer many, many moons ago. Why do I study Torah at all? What's the point of any of it? The point is dveikos b'Hashem. The point is not just to touch from the outer layer of a mitzvah to the innermost dimension of the mitzvah. The goal is to realize that when I touch Torah, I'm touching God. That I have dveikos bo yizbarach. Shim lo hayu ha-mitzvos min Hashem yizbarach. If not for the mitzvos, so then I would be no different than a blade of grass. I'm a much more complex organism. That's true. But what makes me different than anything else? How am I different than an animal? An animal also has a beating heart in its chest. What makes us different? It's the relationship that we have with Hashem. It's that bond that's forged through Torah and mitzvos. It's the mitzvos that lift me above teva. I'm not just a plant. I'm not just a rock. Yeah, Corey, let's hear.
But doesn't that go against what we just said in the line previously, where he said that if you touch your shirt or whatever, it's like touching your own neshama, which is touching your olam haba, which I guess makes us different than the blade of grass and the animal from the get-go. So why do we need the Torah to get us closer to that place of touching Hashem, if really what he's saying is our layer of clothing touches our body, which touches our neshama, which we said is our olam haba. So then it goes back to the question, why do we even really need the Torah? Because I can just walk around and say, okay, there's some part of me that right. is actually feeling olam haba.
Right. You're saying the fact that I'm created with a neshama already means that I'm already, and my neshama is a piece of Hashem, kviyachol. So then I'm all, meaning my existence is automatically touching, right? That's sort of the question. What do I need Torah to help me to make contact with God? If I understand that I have a neshama, I'm already in contact with God.
Right.
It's a good question. So how would we answer it? So is the Torah the instruction manual that helps us to become aware of that, right? It gives us the experiences to become self-aware, meaning you're right. In theory, I should be able to, if I knew myself well, I think that goes back to this parallel of Adam and Torah, right? That Adam is reflecting Torah reality. But without the Torah, without the instruction manual, I won't know myself. I won't understand who I am. I mean, you're right, it's there, but how do I access it? How do I come to know it? How do I experience
it's the key to find It's
right. How do I feel it? How do I? Meaning, you're right. In some sense, it's true. It's already there, but how do I experience it? How do I interact with it?
It's the ability to develop the potential, the understanding.
Right. Right. It's to be able to nurture that potential and to actualize it. As opposed to this theoretical, oh, at the end of my life, you get up to the Olam HaEmes, and Hashem says, by the way, you had this superpower inside of you. Well, how was I supposed to know that? How was I ever supposed to find it? So Hashem says, I'm going to give you instructions, I'm going to give you experiences, I'm going to give you goals and objectives to be able to taste that, to touch it, to experience it. You're right. Oh, of course, your question is automatically, if the shirt is touching the body and the body is touching the soul, so that means whatever I'm touching, wherever I exist, to whatever degree of depth I exist, the reality is I'm always connected. And that's true. That is true. We believe that. I am always attached. Right? But there's a difference between a person who knows that attachment and nurtures that you know, attachment. Again, it's let's use a parent-child relationship. So parents produce a child. The child is the biological reality of those parents. You could test the child's DNA and say, this is mom, this is dad, right? But if that child, let's say, is taken away from his or her parents at a young age and grows up on the other side of the world and has no relationship with the parents, so obviously the child might look like his father and might act like his father and might reflect so many of the qualities, but he doesn't know it, and that's a tragedy. So I think it's the same thing here. We have all these qualities inside of ourselves that are reflecting that divine, you know, that divine presence within us. But how sad it is to not be able to know where it comes from, to not be self-aware of that, right? Like the same way that the child who has no relationship with his parents still has a lot in common with his parents. But chaval, that the child doesn't understand how much of a relationship he could have or does have with his parents. I think maybe that's part of the answer. But it's an interesting question. I like the way you raised it. Okay, so good. So let's see. Let's see if we can finish the parak. So says the Maharal, where are we? V'hu tziruf v'zichuch nafsho. Right, again, this is the answer. The tziruf means the refinement, and the zichuch, shemen zayis zach, the purification of the soul, to the point that I actually acquire this dveikus bo yizbarach, as we've explained above. Because you're right. Your question is, we are davuk. It's true, we are davuk. But the difference between a person who's clinging to someone and knows it and the person who just happens to have this inherent bond that they're unaware of is a very, very big difference. Ki a mitzvah, so through, what does the word mitzvah even mean? The word mitzvah itself, tzavsa in Aramaic, means attachment. In other words, it's a point of further connection, which is, you're right, memela, it's there, it's automatically there. But it lies, like Jake said, it lies dormant within a person, and the goal is to arouse that potential and to actualize it. So through the mitzvos, it serves as a mechanism, and again, this is sort of the language from the earlier prakim, to be mitzarev tziruv v'zichuch nafsho ad shu davok bo yisbarach, until a person becomes aware of that dveikus b'Hashem. U'mipnei ze limud ha-Torah shu kinyan ha-seichel min ha-mitzvos, shem tziruv nafsho, hu od yoser ad shu davok bo yisbarach. So if that's true for every mitzvah, so all the more so, when I cling, so to speak, to the manual, right? When I perform a particular avoda, a particular mitzvah, so that's a point of connection. But when I attach myself to the seichel behind the whole thing, right? When I'm studying it and I'm accessing the meaning behind it, and I make contact with the seichel of it. In other words, when I study Torah as opposed to mitzvahs, even more so, I cling to Hashem. L'chein chachmei ha-mishnah v'chachmei ha-moraim v'achareim kol chachmei lev ha-achronim. And therefore, just look at your role models, is a good way maybe to say it. Right? Look at the people who came before you, the greatest minds in the times of the Mishnah and in the times of the Gemara, and all of the great achronim, and all of our great tzaddikim throughout the generations. Lo b'chinam tarchu b'havayos d'abaye v'ravah. They were not toiling in vain when they studied the Shaklavataria of Abaye and Rava. And sometimes you look at the Gemara and you say, why do I need to know this? How does this inform my life? How does this make me a better Jew? B'davar shenira kal etzel b'nei adam. Things that seem to be of less importance by most people. Ki ha-mitzvos kulam heim tziruf nefesh ha-adam. But the Chacham understood that every bit that I make contact with refines my soul. And therefore the attainment of this wisdom is the ultimate perfection of man. As opposed to when I study ideas for the sake of ideas, and I'm not able to actualize it, I can't perform a mitzvah, so now I understand how angels work. What do I do with that? How do I serve God with that knowledge? Now I understand how the constellations work. How do I serve God with that knowledge? Granted, I now have tremendous hasagas, tremendous grasp of lofty concepts, but that doesn't change me. On the level of soul, that doesn't refine my character. That doesn't align me or attach me to Hashem. Shal yado yidbak bo yisbarach. Kamoshu a mitzvah. As opposed to a mitzvah, which does exactly that. As it says in Mishlei, kol imras elokat tzerufa. All of the words of God are refining. They're purifying. Ukashmosha ha mitzvah ba'atzma hi tziruf nafsho. Ad sha'al yidei zeh hadveikos bo yisbarach. So if a mitzvah allows me to attach myself, to refine myself, to transcend my reality and my gashmias, my limitations, to cling to the infinity that is Hashem, kol shekein ha'limud v'torah, hu tziruf ha'nefesh yoser, all the study of Torah, if a mitzvah can do it, then all the more so the study of Torah is the greatest type of one can achieve, ad sheyikna ha'dveikus bo yizbarach, shekol chachma hi tziruf ha'nefesh, that all of its wisdom is a, not only a wisdom of theoretical knowledge, but refines my character and refines my soul. Lastly, the Maharal, let's just finish the parak. Says the Maharal, V'zeh Amram B'sof Nido Parasar de Megillah. Now we understand the statement of Chazal, where the Gemara tells us, Tana de Be'elio, Kol Hashone Halachos B'chol Yom, Muvtach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. What exactly does this mean? A person who studies Halacha every day, and Shona sounds like a person who repeats Halacha, a person who's constantly just saying the words, reviewing the words, somehow he becomes a Ben Olam Haba. In other words, the Maharal is going to tell us, in a certain sense, a person who's just uttering the words and he's just only getting a superficial understanding of the concepts will eventually reach Olam Haba, the heights of achievement. Shenamar halichos olam lo, al tikri halichos ela halachos olam. That through halacha, a person acquires a portion in Olam Haba, Ad Kan. Ubir inyan zeh. Ki halacha hu birur v'tziruf hadin. What is that process that we call halacha? Halacha is the clarification of what does Hashem want me to do in this situation. It clarifies the din, it clarifies the practical application. Umipnei zeh roi shahalacha hu tziruf ha'adam gamkin. So when I clarify what Hashem thinks, that clarifies who I am and how I should act. Ad shehu ben olam haba, until eventually I become truly a ben olam haba, as we will explain in the coming parak. If you have an understanding heart, if you have a deep and understanding heart, you'll understand why the Gemara used the term kol hashona halachos. What does shona mean? Even though he's just reciting simple things, he's learning a small matter. The Maharal says, I can't reveal too much more of this secret, but essentially what the Maharal is saying is that, again, realize that when you tap in on the lowest level, you're automatically tapping into the highest level. So just keep saying those words. It will change you, it will transform you, and it will attach you to Hashem in a way that you'll become aware of it. Lastly, V'lakach b'ni, my dear son, or banai, my dear children, Shema b'koli l'asher yatzecha. Listen carefully to my advice. Maharal speaking to Klal Yisrael now. Teilech b'ikvos avos ha'olam. Walk in the ways of those who came before you, in the ways of the tzaddikim. Sheheim asu ikar limud ha'torah mitoseh. They made their primary searching and seeking and understanding in this world Torah and mitzvos. V'dikduke ha'mitzvah, v'dikduke dikduke ha. Care about the details. The details matter, because every detail attaches you to the heights of heaven. V'shar chachmos. And when it comes to all other forms of wisdom, the Maharal is going to tell us it's okay to learn them, and we should learn them. Af ki kol ra se'ineim, even though, and this is a very Maharal position on this matter, that the Rebbeim, the Tanaim, the Amoraim, and the Gemara, they knew all of the wisdom of the world. They understood all Chachmos, v'lo ne'ela mehem davar, and they were well versed. Don't think that the rabbis only knew Torah from the Torah text. They also knew all of the things of this world. They knew about science, they knew about medicine, they knew about nature, they understood all these things. But the main thing, and the main thing that I want you to study, says the Maharal, the Iker, the primary thing in your life, the main study of their life was to cling to the path of Torah, its laws, and its rules. Katon v'gadol shamhu. Whether it's small or big alike, that's where they attach themselves. Ki imras Hashem yizbarach b'mitzvah is heim hatziruf. Because again, only mitzvahs can purify a person. Hashi yigia ha'adam el adivok bo yizbarach. Until he becomes attached to Hashem. U'lefichach chasov, therefore David Melech says in Tehillim, magin hu l'kol hachosim bo. Or as Chazal explained in the Medrash, magin alav sochich alav. V'hu hadivok bo k'moshin yizbar lamala. When a person clings to Torah, so then he becomes protected by Torah, he's shielded by Torah because he's living again, he's living in Hashem's space, he's living in that rarefied airspace of Hashem. Take it to heart. And think about how much time we spend on Torah and how much time we spend on other things. And let it be a crown to your head. Okay, so the Maharal has made quite the pitch. How important it is for us to realize how deep we are and how deep Torah is. And to just keep shona halachos, just keep learning. And eventually it'll turn you into a ben olam hava. It'll help you reach the heights of human achievement. And refine you to be a person who lives with that awareness of being davak to Hashem. All right. Beautiful things. 13 prakim, pretty good. We're getting there. There's only 70 prakim in the whole sefer, so...